Welcome back to Innovation. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Kara Hetland, and joining me now is Dr. Jose Teixeira. He's a cardiologist with Regional Health Heart and Vascular Institute. Dr. Teixeira, thanks so much for being with us today.
You are welcome.
So we're here to talk about the Watchman device. This is a relatively new procedure that you're using in the Black Hills. So paint me a picture of what this device is.
The bottom line is this: atrial fibrillation is the most common arrhythmia in adults and contributes to about 20%, 25% of strokes. And we can really prevent strokes in atrial fibrillation. And we have now medications. We have five options in terms of medications. We always had the old Coumadin, the blood thinner, the rat poisoning for 50 years. In the last decade or less, we had the new medications that are a little bit better and safer than Coumadin, but they all have risks in terms of serious bleeding. And we now have a device that is an alternative to the blood thinners. It's called the Watchman.
Okay, so just to be clear, that 20% of stroke patients, it is because a clot basically is thrown,
due to atrial fibrillation, that's the most common arrhythmia seen in adults.
Okay, so if you have
in the upper chambers of the heart, it could lead to a clot that then, if dislodged, leads to a stroke.
So if you're on blood thinner, then you're probably not going to form a clot, and that's the technique, right?
That's correct. It decreases the blood thinners decreases the chance of having a stroke, I would say, by 64%.
Okay, so what are the long-term effects of being on blood thinners?
Well, the most serious side effects of any blood thinners is bleeding. And the most serious bleeding that we are afraid of is intracranial bleeding that has a very high mortality and high disability, even if people survive. There are other bleedings in terms of gastrointestinal bleeding, stomach bleeding, intestinal bleeding, colon bleeding. That's also serious, but not as life-threatening and serious as intracranial bleeding, bleeding inside the brain.
Right, and that can happen.
Carry that risk.
And that can happen even if you fall and hit your head and you don't know that you're bleeding, right?
Yeah, even without any trauma. Obviously, anybody with blood thinner, if they have any trauma, the risk of bleeding is going to increase.
And so the Watchman device then, it helps it so you don't need to be on blood thinner and you don't throw a blood clot, correct?
That's correct. So it's not as simple as that, but essentially, once you have the Watchman device implanted, we have to be on the blood thinners for about 45 days. After 45 days, we do a transesophageal echocardiogram, a special ultrasound of the heart to make sure we have a perfect seal on the left atrial appendage. And if the seal is perfect, then we can get patients off the blood thinners or just continue on aspirin and Plavix and then just aspirin for the long run.
And so how common is this that you're seeing in the Black Hills, the need for this device?
At this point, we are targeting people who had difficulty with blood thinners and people who already had actually episode of bleeding.
When you're on a blood thinner for a longer period of time, do you have other complications other than bleeding?
The bleeding is the most serious and most common side effects. Obviously, like any other medications, there are side effects. Some could affect the stomach, get some stomach upset, some discomfort in the abdomen, and other side effects, but those are really minor.
Okay. And what type of success are you having in using this?
Oh, the deployment of the device at this point is close to 100%. And I would say 98%, 97% of the people who have the device can come off the blood thinners.
Okay. And how do you go about, as a cardiologist, go about looking for new devices and new techniques? Talk a little bit about that process for you as a physician.
Yeah, I mean, technology keeps moving forward. And this device has actually been approved in Europe 10 years ago. So it's not new for them, but it was kind of relatively new for us because just approved more recently here in the United States. We follow the studies that have been done, and they have, you know, strict criteria by the FDA to approve these devices once they was approved, meaning they had actual randomized clinical trials that proved it was safe and it was effective. Then, you know, it's approved and then starts the process of disseminating throughout the country.
What are some of the other... No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just wondering some other devices that you have your eye on that you're watching as it moves through the approval process in the U.S.
In terms of this indication, that there are several other devices who are supposed to do the same, but none has been approved in the United States. There is about five or six devices who will be similar to the Watchman device or will do the same that have not been approved yet.
Now, is the Watchman device, is this just something that keeps the valve for only going one direction, or does it shut something down?
Yeah, what happens is most of the clots form on an area of the heart called the left atrial appendage. Is part of the left atrium, the left upper chamber of the heart. This appendage has the propensity to form clots in people who are in atrial fibrillation because it doesn't squeeze well. It's just kind of quivers, but does not really squeeze well. So what the device does, a special balloon that is inserted without surgery through the veins from going from the leg up to the heart and then crossing to the left side of the heart, we deploy this balloon on this appendage that closes the appendage from the rest of the heart, from the rest of the left atrium, and then seals completely. 90% of the strokes in atrial fibrillation come from the left atrial appendage. That's why it's effective.
Okay, but this is an AFib that's not caused by a heart valve problem, correct?
Yeah, this is... we're talking about the atrial fibrillation that, again, the most common arrhythmia and is called non-valvular, not caused by valvular problems. The atrial fib caused by valvular problems is a much smaller number.
Okay.
And in those, the treatment is to fix the valve, and at that time, the surgeons have the ability to actually... cut the appendage off or just eliminate it, exclude it from the rest of the heart. But that's, we're talking about now open heart surgery, but majority of patients with non-valvular atrial fibrillation do not need any surgery.
Okay. So repairing the heart from open heart surgery is less common for you as a cardiologist, correct?
No, this is a lot more. The non-valvular atrial fibrillation is way more common than the atrial fibrillation caused by valve problems.
Okay. Okay. And you've been using the Watchman device how long in Rapid City?
For about a year.
Okay. And you are pleased with the results?
We're pleased with the results. That's
okay.
Correct.
Dr. Teixeira, I want to thank you for taking time and coming on the program today. I really appreciate it.
Anytime. You are welcome.